Today on the Light 103.9, I had guest co-host Pastor Will and Dr. Grace Nichols from Victorious Praise Fellowship, and they were taking relationship questions and introducing us to their new book, Soulmates, Soul Ties, and Soul Survivors. Here are some of the questions and answers.
My question is, can you have a soul tie with someone who you are not speaking with?
The answer to that is yes, because what we describe in the book as a soul tie or soul mate is a person who connects with you at any level of the soul. Remember, the soul is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions. And so we talk about ungodly soul ties, illicit sexual soul ties, and obviously they've connected physically and emotionally, but we can be connected with people at the level of the mind. You know, when you go to church, everybody in that church is connected at the level of the will. They woke up that morning and all had the same common will. Let's go worship the Lord in this common place. They are soul ties of the will. And so a soul mate is when we connect at all three levels. Some of them are godly, some of them are ungodly. People can be split. They can be connected with one person. They can be connected with their mate at the level of the will and connected illicitly with someone in an adulterous relationship at the level of the emotions. And they say, I'm in love with both. Well, they are, because not godly love, but they do have those connections with both people.
Okay, where can I get your book? Because I'm not in Raleigh or Durham.
I want you to go out to, we have a special website called soulmatessoulties.com, or you can go to victoriouspraise.org and you can order it online.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I started dating this guy, but I don't think he's interested in me because his actions, if I'm talking, it's always one word and that's it, and he never wants to go into conversation, and I just don't know if I should keep trying to talk to him or just give up and start talking, or, I don't know.
One thing, and thanks for sharing that, when it comes to establishing relationships, I would not, don't get tied up in the whole game process. Who's going to call? Who's going to talk? Just allow it to flow. And either it becomes something or it doesn't become something. Don't get your emotions wrapped up into it. Don't wonder about it. It is what it is. And if it isn't, then it just isn't. But in our book, when we talk about this, the whole point of soul ties and soul mates is when you actually connect at those various levels. The soul tie of the wheel is when people have a level of commitment towards each other. If this person is not showing that level of commitment, then yes, I would probably just move on.
Okay.
All right. My question is, I've been saved for a couple of years now, and my wife just got saved 3 weeks ago. And we are apart right now, but I need to know, what can I do to just, to get this as one, because the devil's messing. And I go to a church that is awesome. The Lord moves, but I just need to know from them, how can I go about getting my family closer? You understand what I'm saying?
That's and thanks for bringing that question to us. It's a great question, and it looks like you all are on the right track. You've recommitted your heart to the Lord. You said your wife just got saved, and that's the number one thing. If a relationship is going to work, we have to have Christ at the center. Our book is filled with scriptures. We don't just give our opinions. We give God's answers to relationships, and the first answer is what you're doing right now. Now you just have to seek God for direction, have him order your steps on how to minister to your wife, how to reach out to her, and I think that that'll get you started.
Yes.
Thanks a lot. First Lady has something.
And I think that, again, like Pastor said, you're on the right track. It's going to take work, and so the book, I think, will be a great resource for you, because you've connected on one of the levels, on the mind. Now you've got to work on the other levels to make it a great marriage.
Thank you for the question.
Thank you.
And if you want that book, you can go to their website, okay? It's soulmatessoulties.com, or you can go to the church this afternoon. They're going to be there at 12, and it's, 2116 Page Road in Durham. And you can pick it up, and they'll sign it today as well, okay?
All right, and thank you, and you have a blessed day.
God bless you, my brother.
How do you know that that's your soulmate, or if that's the soul tie that you have is supposed to be the one that you continue to hang on to, or the one that you need to let go?
Now, if we're talking about dating, the purpose of dating is to find that question out. You don't wait for a soulmate, you discover. I heard a preacher say this, and I thought it was profound. He said, dating is for data, not for mating. In other words, you're collecting information to find out, is this the right person for me to spend the rest of my life with? Ultimately, what we're trying to do with a soulmate or a soul tie is to connect with them at the level of the mind, the level of the will, and the level of the emotions in a godly fashion. If it's ungodly, then that's a challenge. If it's godly, then we are making strides towards that end. We really explore this in the book. We have separate chapters for each one of those soul ties, one for the mind, one for the will, and one for the emotion.
Okay.
Me and my wife, we got married in March of this year. One of the things that we're struggling with is how to balance out our time together. Well, we have a lot of time together, but we still need to spend some time apart. And I don't really know how to, like, the best way how to go about telling her, you know, I just need some time to myself.
That's a interesting question. One of the things when you're getting married is it's a process of learning each other and growing together. We are trying to take two people and make them into one flesh. That's a process that you're going to have to learn over time. My thing would be for you all to focus on working on developing one flesh. I think that the whole time apart will work itself out, but you've got to learn how to stop being two individuals and become one flesh. This is what we talk about extensively in the book, about what this thing is called about soulmates or one flesh, and you literally have to learn how to do that.